You are listening to Vanguard Unpacked, a podcast produced by Vanguard Preparatory School in Dallas, Texas. Our purpose is to provide parents and caregivers with tools and strategies to strengthen relationships with their children and each other. Vanguard is a proud member of the Mensa Education Group.
Welcome back to Vanguard Unpacked. I'm Patty Pickering, the head of school, and I'm here with Becky Hodnett, our principal of what do you do? But
I do admissions and clinical services. Thank you.
And Kevin, what do you do again? Kevin Goodnight, our principal of
or director.
You're not a principal. I'm not. All my neurons are director of family services and parent training. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to talk about what we call relationship games. And what we mean by this are, we all want to be connected to other humans. We want to connect. We want to feel belonging. But there are things that we do unconsciously most often that are barriers to that connection that we really are looking for. And so what we love to do at the school is teach the kids these little labels that we have for the various games. And so there are 12 of them, and we're probably not going to hit on all of them in this podcast, but we'll put these up on our website. So if you're listening, you can go take a look at all of these, but we're just going to kind of maybe hit on some of our favorites and give some examples.
Yes. Got some.
Yeah. And if you are human, you are doing this, like I said, probably subconsciously. And so, all right. Well, where do we want to start, guys?
I want to start. I have several favorites.
Are we going to name our own game?
And this isn't like Uno, right, people? There's a game called Change the Game. Okay. I'll give an example. So, I don't know, last night, probably the night before, I don't know, with some frequency, I like to play this one. And my husband, Beau, might have said to me, "Hey, what's going on? That was uncalled for. You're kind of grumpy, right? Like I must have, said something short, smarted off, or whatever." And I was like, "Well, you didn't take the trash out this morning."
Switch.
Okay, so I went on.
Yeah,
I'm honest.
I'm short, but come on, man. Yeah, you haven't taken the trash out in a week.
Exactly, and I probably went on a litany of other things that he hadn't done historically, right?
A little passive aggressive.
But I changed the game on him because what needed to happen, right, in that moment, and it's a self-protection thing, right? Yep. These games are always about, I feel threatened, I need to protect myself. And he was right. He was calling me out. Like, some things had happened out of both of our control, and he even knew about it, that were difficult and frustrating or whatever. And so I was being short and I was taking it out on him, and he called me on it, and I didn't want to be called on it. And so,
don't put baby in the corner.
That's right. So I'm like, expletive, expletive. You didn't take the trash out. That's not fair. I can address that. Yeah, and let me say, when you have a division of labor in the house and somebody doesn't live up to it, you have a right to address that too. But that it's not in the moment where he's like, "Hey, I'm noticing this. I don't get to change it on him.
Not the right time."
That's right.
Well, let's finish this conversation.
Exactly. So no changing the game. If somebody brings something up with you, that's the topic that needs to be hit, right? Without you becoming defensive and bringing up other things.
Right.
So and that builds connection, and then that person feels heard and feels safe, and that they can bring things to you, and you're not going to play a game and deflect or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And so that was a great example
of
that one, Becky.
Yeah. Thanks.
My favorite game by far is the I'm Right game.
Yeah.
Me too.
And when I learned about this game years ago, the course instructor would say, you really just have to decide in relationships, do you want to be right or do you want to be in relationship?
Long pause.
And I still have to pause for a while because it blows. If you're somebody listening and you like the I'm Right game, you're going to get what I'm saying. What if you are right?
That's right.
What I said to the instructor. But wait. No, but what if you are right? I was completely missing the point. It was like my brain literally could not process that sentence.
What did they say to you?
And it was just kind of like, what if you are? You may be. Let's say you are right. You know, and like, mm-hmm. is it worth costing you this relationship mm-hmm. so that you can have this person, you know? And that was a time in my life where I really thought in very black and white terms, and I didn't understand that even two things could be true at the same mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. That was really mind blowing, because right. how can you be right if two things can be true
that's
at the same
right.
time? So, and I think with all these, you know, what I learned through all that is we have to ask ourselves the question, what is this costing me?
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, that makes me feel safe and it's a protective thing. But what it, when I play that game, what am I missing out on? And, mm-hmm. and if you play that out, it is the very thing that you really want.
Right. Well, and the playing that out, it's not just that you want to be right, because you can be right, but you want to convince the other person.
That's right.
That by goodness, you're right.
Yeah.
And they better see it your way or agree with you.
And
right,
get
right?
on my side.
And get on my side.
Yeah.
And that, you know, a lot of times that doesn't happen.
Right. And it's okay.
And it's okay.
Really okay to not be right. But that has taken a long, long time to get there. So how about you, Mr.
Yeah, and I love what you've said, what you guys have talked about before, that really just hits me, because I love the I'm right game too. But do you want to be right, or do you want to be in a relationship? Mm-hmm. Like that really, ooh.
Yeah.
That makes you stop and look. And that's what all these games are. They're so self-defeating, because they all keep us out of relationships mm-hmm. and we want to be connected, right? And
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
I think that probably the blame game is the one that I'm...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are you
even
good
like,
at it?
That hurts my mouth to say that. The blame game, yeah, because it kind of connects with the I'm right game. But my 20-year-old is at home right now and he doesn't do things the way I want him to do it.
Shockingly.
And so, like, I can't even walk by his room, because I like stuff to be real picked up and real in order, because to me that makes everything feel okay. Like, if it's been a long day and I come home and everything's put away and organized, it feels very comfortable to me and I can sit down and have peace. He doesn't do that. He can lay down in a bed that's got clothes and knives and forks and spoons and plates and remote controls and just stuff all over the place. And I don't understand that. And so I'll go into this whole thing about, you know, you don't pick your stuff up. You don't pull your weight in the house. And I just go off, and it's not really about him. And it usually happens when I've had a long day or I'm tired.
Right.
And I come home and, you know, traffic, anything, it's just senseless, just nonsense.
Right.
And I walk in, I peek in his door, and I see drawers open and clothes hanging out. And I go into this tornado of attack. And he's like, not expecting it. He doesn't even know I've walked in the door. Mm-hmm. And I just blow him out of the water.
Right.
That has never one time caused him to go, you know, you're right. Let me get in here and let me. It doesn't happen. And so everything blows up. And then nothing changes, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's shut the door, let's don't talk. And then, you know, an hour later, I'm sitting there going, what have I done? Because I'm like, I don't like the way that this feels. Like, I've just damaged a relationship. And it's like, okay, well, I have to pull out of that blame game stuff. And it's the same thing. Do I want to be in a relationship? Well, I got to go back in.
Mm-hmm.
And do some, now I have to do some cleanup.
Well, and you know, I'm just sitting here thinking about, like, what you're doing, what we do when we play that blame game is we have all this stuff that we're feeling that's icky, that I don't like feeling, because I've been in traffic or I've had a bad day or whatever,
stress.
And that's just a convenient place to place it so I don't have to sit with this icky feeling.
Right.
So it just all goes on.
And you just lie to yourself.
Just
I was
dog.
Just fine. Things were just fine until I saw that room.
Yeah.
And that room.
That was
that's
the thing
problem.
That pushed
that's,
me over the edge. And
that's
what
why I'm in a bad mood.
Yes. And when I go back, because I've learned that I've got to go back and go, listen, I messed up mm-hmm. and whatever. And then I find out he was actually in process of
cleaning
doing
up.
This thing. And it's like,
whoops.
Oh, sorry. Like, You know, but it's I love these games, man, mm-hmm. because they do kind of cause me to look at myself after it's all said.
I love being aware of them, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so...
And we use it at the school, so we all have a common language. The kids know these games.
They do.
Games,
you know, one of the ones that the kids do frequently that makes me sad almost is... especially when kids have had not great experiences at other schools, is they'll mm-hmm. play the get you, get them before they get
That's
you.
Right.
Because as desperately as they want to be in relationship, even more so they don't want to be rejected.
That's right.
And we all, I mean, even grown-ups, you know, can do this sometimes. You walk into a room or whatever, but the kiddos, particularly those that are coming to Vanguard have had some not great school experiences, and it's going to be their oftentimes main defense mechanism mm-hmm. where it's vulnerable to want to have a friend. And I would rather lash out at you and protect myself at this mm-hmm. point and kind of show you that I'm a bad A or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because I've had times where I've been vulnerable, wanted a friend, reached out to somebody and been burned. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's one that we frequently have to talk with kiddos about. I mean, I literally had a visitor just in the last month that started off that way the first day. And then we were able to talk to him about this very thing, about the games we play and understanding why he might be acting the way that he's acting, but that really we know he's a good kid mm-hmm. that's just trying to move through this world and protect himself or whatever. And literally the next day came in, lit up, was being kind and complimentary. He understood. First of all, it helped him understand maybe why he was doing what he was doing, but he also felt seen, right?
Right. Yeah, and I'm sure those kids just decide, I never want to feel this way again.
Yeah.
And whatever I have to do to
That's
never
right.
feel this way again, I'm going to do it. And they don't even know they're doing it until you...
Right.
And that's what I love about those processing groups, because they get into community with kids who have been here longer mm-hmm. and who have been on the journey, and then they start talking and they listen to each other far more than they're ever going to listen.
Oh, yeah.
To you old people.
Old people, that's right.
That's
middle school, we have a slim chance with the elementary kids, right?
They
still listen
cool.
a little bit, but middle school and up, we've lost it.
So I think did we hit on four?
Yep,
we
did.
One. Okay, so... Let's see. What else do we like to do here?
Be a problem.
That's the one I was looking at.
Becky.
Be a problem.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you saying?
I may or may not have seen you do this.
Listen.
A few times.
Let's be honest. Self-disclosure. I have a little ADHD. Self-diagnosed. And and I have a little bit of a dislike for long meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so if a meeting is going a little bit longer than I can tolerate, I might start acting out and being a problem.
Literally. I'm going to tell a story that dates back.
Okay,
it has to
go
be
ahead.
5 years.
Go
but
ahead.
When I, Becky and I started working together about 7 years ago. But it was early, in the early years. We were in a meeting. I don't remember who we were in a meeting with.
I don't know.
But we were talking, and I said, well, Becky, it had gone a little long, so she was not happy that we were having this meeting. And so I asked her, you know, why don't you talk about X? And she literally says, no, I don't think so.
Oh.
In the meeting.
I did.
I don't really feel like talking about that. I was just like, what?
So
that's
so, I mean,
a problem.
On one side of the fence. Come on now. At least I was being real and
you
honest.
Were. Straight up.
Straight up.
We love authenticity.
But I may have taken it a smidge far.
A little self-defeated.
A little
self-defeated. I don't
want to
do that today.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. So that's a great example.
But you have to own it. I mean, so the whole thing about these games, right, is that clearly I knew in the moment you knew that didn't go well. So it's like, okay, what am I going to do about it? I know I did something. And if you find yourselves playing these games with people, what are you going to do? Like, what are you supposed to do? Okay, well, I played the game. Now what? Okay, well, so the first step in anything is identify that you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
why mm-hmm. or you identify why you might be doing it, right?
Right.
And then if you have the opportunity, go back and clean it up. Because again, we want to be connected.
Right. And in those days, I mean, you were being the principal and the clinical director. And
we've hired like six staff members.
So you were super busy and tired and stressed out. And
right.
so, but and we needed to have that conversation,
yes.
not the... Yeah, no, I don't really.
Past, not interested.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So let's see. We've got lying gossip. I mean, the kids probably, I hope I'm doing less of that at my age than I used to. But
yeah,
we definitely see kids wanting to bond around gossip. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got the scoop. And it's sort of this way that, you know, they feel like they're, you know, they're connecting, and that's false connection, mm-hmm. you know. And
well, knowledge is power.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's the thing.
I mean,
they feel empowered
and
when they have
power.
The knowledge.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So,
but it really keeps them from being connected, the very thing that they're looking to have.
Right.
Right.
They're kind of.
Yeah. Because I think any of us, when somebody's lying and gossiping, I mean, you're thinking, ooh, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. I think we intuitively know if you're doing that about them, you would do that. You would throw me under the bus.
Yes.
Too. So let's see. Hide behind humor.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a pretty easy one for us to do here at Vanguard because it can be pretty stressful. So I think that's.
We see that today. I was doing a group in the high school, and the kids. It was a really serious group, and we were trying to get going, and all of a sudden, one of the kids just starts making inappropriate comments, inappropriate noises. Everyone starts laughing.
Yeah.
And the whole thing just went off the rails, and we had to call a timeout. It was completely hiding behind humor because mm-hmm. it was getting really uncomfortable in the group. And we were talking about some heavy stuff, man, and it was just like, I don't want to do this, you know? And so that's what our kids do a lot of times here at the school. They'll start making noises and... just
burp
being really, yeah,
bodily
being
functions.
Inappropriate.
Well, they're funny. Yeah. I mean, it's
they are, funny. And they know that it will take everything off the rail.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Okay, act confused.
What?
What? Huh?
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
I never. Do
I didn't learn how to do that. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, especially you know, I find that sometimes in my household when, you know, like. Something was supposed to happen and it didn't. A dishwasher was supposed to get emptied. Just even the littlest of things, I'll get the. So they'll act confused, like, what? I didn't hear you. Like, literally. And I'm like, the
little gaslighting
heck you
going
didn't.
On there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like, yes, you did. Or what? I don't think you asked me to do that. You know, just, I mean, this one plays out in the littlest and biggest ways all the time, but it can be infuriating, right? Mm-hmm. When it's over and over and over, because my experience with people who play this game with frequency, they're very good at it.
Oh yeah,
very good at it. And then you're
Academy
going
Academy Award winning performance.
Yeah, and I'm like, did I not ask for that?
Yeah, you
maybe,
start thinking.
Maybe,
well, maybe I didn't.
Maybe
do
I
that.
Didn't ask for the dishwasher, even though I've paid you an allowance for 14 years to do that. Maybe I didn't. Yeah, but so it's that one is one that niggles at me because it seems like a little thing, right? It seems like, I mean, nobody's coming at you. Nobody's arguing at you. Nobody's lying to you.
Right.
Right? They're just like acting, I'm not sure.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I don't know
about.
What you're talking
like,
about.
Because like blame and I'm right. Some of those games are really sort of more aggressive.
Yes.
Yeah, right in your face. You can pick those up.
You know what? It's because it's more passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
The act confused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of like the don't participate game.
That yes.
It can be kind of hard to identify that,
yeah,
right? And we see that, and it's especially if you're in a place where there are people that are like talking over or whatever. It's easy to kind of lay back and just not do it, right?
Yeah, I'm just not going to engage
hide.
In this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, you know, somebody's talking at you and you're just sitting there kind of like, yeah, okay. And you're thinking, there's no way I'm doing, you know, mm-hmm. just sort of this very passive, I'm not going to participate.
And it's okay to not to want to participate sometimes.
It is, but you,
need to own it.
Yes.
Right?
I'm not going to, I don't want to talk about this right now. I don't want to engage on this right now. You know, another one that just came to me that is not on this list, and we've had this list for many years, that I think is a good one to add that we talk about a lot, but not in this context, is making up the story.
We need a whole podcast on
that's
that.
A whole, that's
we need a whole.
A whole.
So we're going to do maybe the next one we do will be on.
Yeah, but
making up the story is a game in itself, because talk about preventing you from connection.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even know how any of us are in relationship, because we do this so often. Something happens, I have an interaction, and we make up what someone meant by that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, where that's coming from, what they're going to do next. And we've got a whole, we're building a house around this whole story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's not true. But we're, and I see this, with all the love in my heart, I say this to our parent community, but I do see this among our parents sometimes, like what they're making up about each other. And like, I'm just like, no, go have a clarifying conversation about that, but we don't want to do that because that's uncomfortable. Uh-huh. So I'm going to take my discomfort. I'm going to put it on you, and it's made up, but then I can be mad about it. And, you know, so yeah, you're right. That's a whole nother podcast, but it's gamey, and it is very gamey.
It kind of goes along with hiding behind judgment.
That's what, yeah.
It feels a lot like I'm making up stories about what's going on with you. And so instead of connecting with you and acting or figuring out what's really going on, I'm going to hide behind judgments, or I'm going to make up a story, and that's going to keep me from even, I'm not even going to approach you.
Right.
I'm just going to go with what's in my head as if it's the truth.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But that is one of the things I love about our community, at least the staff here at Vanguard, is this is so hardwired into our language and our everyday world and staff meetings. And I mean, we talk about, we call each other on
stuff.
So,
very helpful. And I would love to talk to families. If parents or whatever want to talk about it or know more about it, I'd love for them to reach out and maybe we could do, you know, a parent ed or something on it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll put this up on our website if you just want to see the list. And again, we're happy to add some clarification if needed. So thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Vanguard Unpacked. If you would like more information, please visit us at vanguardprepschool.com.